Attakane, hey girl, on iRockRadio.me. I'm Rick Becker, and what a coincidence. I play Attakane on the radio. And here's Ryan from Attakane sitting right next to me.
That is sheer
Harrisburg
chance.
At the Harrisburg Midtown Arts Center. It is amazing how that works out. Now, a lot of people on our station loving Attakane. We've been spinning it. We've been playing that song.
That's awesome,
you just
man.
Heard. And we're getting a lot of interest, and it turns out that we're not the only one shopping you.
Right.
You're shopping you. How do you go about that process?
I just pray every day to the devil that he'll give me a record deal and hope. No. We got new management recently, Craig Stiegel, B2 Artist Management. He's out of Florida. He was a rock radio DJ for like 18 years, like terrestrial rock radio. So he's pretty.
Those asses. No.
Yeah. This was years ago. But he's plugged in. So we just went and recorded two new songs out in LA with our same producer that did the other ones, Sahaj Tikitin. He was the singer from the band Ra. You remember that band?
Yes.
So we just went and did two new ones, and we're going to either repackage the album, or some of our fans have been complaining because I took the stuff off digital distribution. So I put Hey Girl and I put We Crawl also back up, so you can get those on iTunes and Spotify, all that stuff. But we're going to shop the album with the two new songs, and Craig's going to, do that. And so we'll see what happens, I think it's time for somebody to spend their money on it besides me,
Yeah, fans, it is definitely, you might be upset now, but it's working towards a better purpose.
Yeah.
Trying
yeah.
to get these guys something consistent, trying to get them to continue to tour. Now we're going to see you tonight, a big bill, a heavy bill.
It'll be fun.
What can somebody expect if they're coming to see Attakane for the first time?
If you're not trying to have a good time, I'm either going to make you have a good time or tell you to get the fuck out. That's what I'm here for.
Very, very good.
And yeah.
At that point, I would hope that everybody would be trying to have a good
No, time. They will. They will. I'm just bluffing anyway. I'm a sweetheart.
But it definitely seems like where some bands maybe take themselves a little too seriously. Like,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
that this is rock and roll. This is about fun.
Right.
This is about getting out there, having a good time.
Man, I have a whole other higher purpose for what I'm doing for this, and I'm not putting myself on any type of pedestal because I don't believe in any of that. The reason that I talk about the things I talk about on stage, and you'll see, I think that it would be irresponsible to have a platform where people are looking at you and potentially listening to you and being influenced by you, and you to use that platform for anything other than spreading, positive, connective, unifying kind of message. And I'm not saying you have to be explicitly about that, but that's what I want to do is make people remember that we have to take care of each other. And when you come out to a concert, everyone's got their job, right? Well, my job is to provide entertainment for people so they can go do their jobs. And so when you come out to a show, you should be able to let go of whatever bullshit you're dealing with and just be in that moment and have a good time. And so that's what I'm about.
Right, pretense free.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't care about all that. And then I'm going to come. We're going to come hang out. We're going to come take as many pictures as you want and many hugs as you want. And that's what it is. And so, yeah, there's no separation from like band and crowd. I don't believe in that.
And this isn't just BS he's putting on mic.
Yeah, yeah.
This is how the guy really
I can prove
rolls.
It. So
it has been how he has talked the entire time. So as people see you tonight, as people start to follow you, what can they expect coming up? Obviously, we're talking about the repackaged album.
Yeah.
What kind of tours do you have going on? Who are you going to
Well, we're actually, with? We're going back out with Keychain in July. So we're going to do a couple more shows of them. And see, that's where the next couple months are going to be, pretty important as far as what we're going to do moving forward. I don't even know if we're going to do new artwork on the album. We haven't really got there yet, so I don't know. The songs are done now, and they're mixed and all that stuff. The two new ones, which I'll show you off air or something, man. They're super badass. But that's subjective, of course. Maybe you won't agree. You will. But so I'll have to find out what's gonna happen. I'll have to find out what label we're gonna go with. We'll have to find out if they wanna, at that point, then I'll have to collaborate with those people and see what they want us to do. But definitely going to do the other tour with Keychain and then kind of see where we're at. And we've got some festivals that we're going to do in September that we'll announce soon. So probably not going to be doing too much in August. I think we're going to do a headliner in Dallas at home. So, you know, a little.
And that was the other thing I wanted to discuss with you. So a lot of people listen to us throughout the world, but including throughout the United States especially. And, you know, we don't get to hear from all of these different scenes. What's the Dallas scene like?
Dallas has got a really, really banging music scene, man. A lot of good venues. I like it better than, that's my hometown and everything. I'm from there, but, you know, the scenes in the major, Dallas is what, like six, maybe in the major metropolitan areas. I think the scene in Dallas is better than any of those, the next, you know, cities up, because LA is jaded, nobody cares, you know what I mean? New York is the same way, nobody cares. There's a ton of music there, but nobody, you know what I mean? Like, as far as like bands up and coming, and the Dallas local scene, bands support one another, you know, and it wasn't like this maybe 10 years ago. I went through kind of a rough patch, but now bands support each other. You know, we all go to each other's shows and stuff like that, and are just supportive. And I like to think that I've been pushing that message, and that I'm a part of the reason why things are like that way, or at least playing my role to help them be that way.
Well, in cities like New York, Los Angeles,
yeah,
people,
even Chicago and stuff. I mean, yeah, it's like there's
people
music.
People go there to make it. They're not from there.
No, and also when bands come through, it's like they're just in the back with their arms crossed, like. They've seen everything. They get everything, so that's not important, you know. That's why so many bands tour in like the Midwest and stuff. There's not a lot going on in those cities, so the people are going to come out to the shows, and it makes sense.
Yeah, I know we're actually in Harrisburg tonight.
Yeah,
I actually live in Phoenix, and we never get good bands.
Phoenix.
So if you could make your way to the desert, I might not be good for your vocal cords, but it would be good for the people.
I'll think of the name of the venue, but I definitely can come. We played there last year.
Ryan Ray,
my man.
Attacane, iRockRadio.me.
Thanks, you guys.